Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good, and I appreciate you being here today. Rose will be helping me out today, and I appreciate her so much. Good morning, Rose, and thank you for helping today, or Jesse, or whoever's on the other end of that call. And so we do appreciate you so much. I'm on air today because we're not going to be on air that much this coming week. So I will be live today, which is always good to be alive. And I will probably be on air tomorrow as well. But otherwise than that, we're not going to be on that much this week. I'm going to be going out of town I leave town Wednesday. So we will not be on air Wednesday or Friday, or probably that Monday the 22nd as well. I'm going to be going to Colorado, and I'm looking forward to it. And so, but that's where I'm going to be. And so we're not going to have that many shows this week, so I thought I'd be on today. We weren't on Friday. I would at this time would request prayer for myself and for my family. We're going through some things with my mother. Decisions have to be made at a certain point of our lives, and that's where we are right now, and she will be going to a facility that's best for her, and so, but it's always hard, and, and I don't know about you, I'm not a big guy on change, and so everything is changing, and, this trip to Colorado is pulling me out of boxes, and Spirit has a way of shaking us up at times, and I thought about that over the last few days, and I thought, what's going on? Why now? And I believe that why now is because we are in a time of great awakening. You and I live in an awesome time. You might look around, and our physical eyes, might see things differently than our spiritual eyes, and that's where we have our problems sometimes. Our physical eyes look around and they go, "Oh my God, what the heck is, what the heck is going on?" But our spiritual eyes, if we could just look through our spiritual eyes and see things from that point of view, we'll see things differently. And the stuff going on with my mom right now, of course, has me all, a little flustered, and I'm doing my very best to stay in that spiritual place. But every once in a while, I can feel myself really sliding into that emotional place. And if it was your mother, you would probably understand why. And so, we always trust Spirit. We always lean upon Spirit. And Spirit will never fail us or leave us. Never, ever will that happen. So the card for the show today, you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I didn't tell you that, but surely you know that. But you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And the call-in number is not the toll-free number. Please listen. Do not use the toll-free number. That does not work. I don't even know why it's there. I've worked really hard with Blog Talk to try to get that off our show page. Mercury Retrograde really messed with a lot of stuff and still messing with stuff. That does not work, but this number does. So call this number. This is the number you'll get in, okay? 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is not the toll-free number. It is this number. It is 347-327-9316. Call that number, press your 1. Get on my switchboard, do it now, and I would love to talk to you. So again, the call-in number, 347-327-9316. We're looking forward to having a great show. And, Spirit's moving, guys. Spirit's moving. And we have to get in the flow, We definitely just have to. The Gaia card for the show, Winter's End, Regeneration, Rebirth, Positive Outcome. That's where we are right now. I was thinking about that, of all this timing with Spirit right now and pulling me definitely out of boxes in the next week of my life. I'm in a place of rebirth. You know, sometimes we have to definitely die out to the old. And that's where we're having our problems, I think, is dying out to the old. You know, our old belief systems, you know, staying in those boxes. I've been talking a lot about that lately. You know, Spirit has a way of saying, hey, you know what? I love you so much, I'm going to pull you out of that place and into a better place. And that's how we have to look at it. You know, the one thing that I'm learning is everything changes. Nothing ever stays the same. And that's a good thing. We don't want it to stay the same. Because, and what I mean by that is, look at this way. Let's say today you're having a bad day. Let's just say today you're having a bad day. Okay? You want this day to change, don't you? You don't want it to stay the same. So you have to see it changing. And everything changes. Right now you might be having a great day. That could be changing. You know, and you might be having some challenging times. You know, but change is a place of growth. It's not something that we should fear. And I don't know where we got into this place of thinking that change is this awful thing. Change is necessary, and without it, we are not going to grow. We can't. We cannot grow. It's impossible, my friends. It's a scientific thing. If we can't change, we can't grow. And I don't know about you, but I want to grow. I don't want to be the same. And I'm not. I've changed so much in just the last year here. In the last 7 months on this program, you have seen an evolution right before your eyes. Change. And I've seen it with you. It's an awesome time. And we have to step into that. We cannot be afraid of stepping into our future. I play a song sometimes, you know, that says that we are not afraid of this. We are afraid of the light. We're afraid to shine. We're afraid what other people are going to think. But we got to shine because they need us. They need us to step out there. You know, I look at this trip that's coming up for me, and, you know, I see it as a great thing. I see it as opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, because I'm going to be with people I don't know. I'm going to be in an area that I've never been in. It's going to be an awesome time because I'm going to be able to talk to people that I've never seen before. And I'm going to be able to experience things that I've never experienced. You know, if we start looking at life that way, then change is not going to be this, oh my gosh, monster thing that we've made it. Your life is whatever you make it. You can sit around all day today on this Sunday. You can sit around all day if you want, and you can say, man, my life is miserable. And if you say that all day long, my friend, your life is going to be miserable. But if you say this instead of that, if you say, man, you know what? Maybe things are not working out for me at this moment in time, but I know that I'm in a place of regeneration. I'm in a place of rebirth, and I know that things are going to work out for me. I know that there's a positive outcome because I trust the Spirit within me that has created that already. I just can't see that right now. You know, a lot of times our way of life has been clouded by our human thinking. You are one thing. You are a spiritual being housed in a human form, having a human experience. But right now, sometimes we get overwhelmed by those human experiences, and we forget the one important thing that we need to remember is that in all things, there's a positive outcome down the line. We might not be able to see it right now because we are in human emotions. Maybe right now you're in a human emotion of fear. Maybe you're in a human emotion of grief. Maybe you're overwhelmed with something. But I will tell you, and I will promise you this, that there is a silver lining in every cloud that you will ever face. And that's the only thing that gets me through life, my friends. It's the only thing that gets me through, is knowing that this one thing is true. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am always with you. That is the one thing that gets me through every situation in my life, is I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am always with you. I think the one thing that we fear as humans is being alone. And I think that that's what drives us a lot of the times, is this fear of that we think we're alone. We are not alone in the universe. You have a spirit guide. You have angels with you constantly at all times. You are never alone. And you know your loved ones are around you. You are never alone. But your mind wants to convince you that things are never going to work out for you, that nothing is ever going to happen good for you, that there's never going to be a positive outcome in your life, that your life is miserable and you should be miserable. And that is not true. You are in a place of regeneration, rebirth, and positive outcome is coming. Hang on, okay? All right, now, man, I'm on a roll this morning. I don't know, okay. Hey, I haven't been on for a while, so that's all right. I will apologize. We were not on air on Friday, and Friday we were supposed to have a guest. Michael Gordley was supposed to be with us on Friday, and I will apologize openly. I have talked to him about that, and there were some issues. Like I said, right now we're dealing with a lot of stuff with my mom right now. And so there was just a lot of stuff going on that there was no way I could be on. I'm really sorry about that. If you try to tune into that, Michael will be with us in the near future. We'll be coming on our show in August, I hope. We're working on getting that on there. Hopefully we won't have any more issues with that. Things do happen in life and things do come up. But if you did tune into that show, I will tell you that Michael will be with us. He just wasn't with us Friday. There was just a lot of stuff going on that I had no control over. There's just things in life that we have no control over and we just have to go with it. You know, we could fight it. We could, you know, say, man, I don't want this to happen. But, you know, the one thing that I'm realizing as we deal with this stuff with my mom and as, you know, my parents' age, I have no control over this. You know, I just have to accept that it's a part of life and it's a process that everybody goes through. And we can fight it and we might not like it. There's not much we can do about it. All we can do about it is trust that Spirit will help us through times like this. You know, maybe your loved one right now is going through a period of transition. Maybe, you know, you're faced with transition on your own. You know, maybe changing jobs, things like that. Life is constantly changing, and we can try to fight it, but it's not going to do us any good, guys. It's just going to make us sick, and what good is that going to do? Change is change. So get in the flow, and let's look for a positive outcome in all situations, all right? Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to take some calls, and then we'll open with a song, and who knows what else we might do. Who knows? I might even dance or something. You never know. All right. So let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother of God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother of God, I thank you for your promise that you said that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, that you are always with us. I also thank you for the promise that says that all things work together for good. And Father, Mother, God, we just need to see that sometimes. Father, Mother, God, let us know that you are always helping us, that you are putting us in a place of rebirth and regeneration, and that there will be positive outcome in our life. We just need to wait for it. We just have to be patient. And Father, Mother, God, I ask that you would help me in all situations. And as I go into this week of you pulling me out of boxes, Father, Mother, God, give me the understanding and the wisdom to know how to handle this and not to be afraid. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the opportunity to step finally into my future. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for my listeners as they step into their future today, as they move out of their boxes, as they let go of their limited belief systems, as they let go of their fear, and as we boldly step in to our future and the promises that you have for us. Because, Father, Mother, God, all you want for us is good, 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 and better. That's all you want for us. Let us step into that. Let us step into that today. And Father, Mother, God, if there is somebody that is physically not feeling good, I just feel like that somebody's just not physically feeling good today. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, right now, heal that. Right now. I don't know what that is, but you do. Heal that right now. We thank you for it. Surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. Surround this program with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for this great time of awakening that is on our planet. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Let's go ahead and talk to a few calls here. Let's begin with Stacy. Hold on, Stacy, before I talk to you. 424, we are trying to get hold of you, and we've tried a few times here. If you would like to be on the show, pressure one again, and we'll get to talk to you. But that is 424. We've tried several times now. Please try to, you know, if you want to talk to us. All right. Stacy, you're on air with us. All right. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you? It's a question.
I am doing well, thank you. Before we get on to my questions, I do want to say I wish the best for you and your mother. And
thank you.
Yeah, I was a caregiver to my parents who were sick for a lot of years, and they both passed last summer. And so I do understand when you're concerned about a parent and trying to help them.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's a part of life. And both of your parents want me to tell you hi. It's amazing. They both stepped together. I mean, I think they were really close. And this has never happened as a medium in my field. Anyhow, they both stepped together to say hi to you. It's like they spoke at the same time. And so
they're wonderful.
So they're around you, letting you also know that they are together. And that they are fine now. I think that sometimes, you know, you worry about that, but, you know, they're fine. And they also want me to tell you, before I get your question, they also want me to tell you thanks for being there for them. They know that it was hard for you at times, but they appreciate all that you did. And they also say that sometimes that you don't think that you did enough, but that's how we always are. But they said you did more than what you realize, and so they want you to know that. There's nothing else you could have done, so they want you to know that. Could I get a question from you, please?
Yes, please. Thank you for that. And last week, I've been working for a bank for a number of years, and I actually interviewed for a different position within the bank.
Okay.
And my question is obviously, do you see a change in my job? But secondly, I'm concerned in that the new position that I have applied for has absolutely no overtime, and therefore they would have to offer me more than to compensate for the present job where I do have overtime. And I'm concerned that even if I'm offered it, I may have to turn it down because I can't afford to actually make less.
Okay. All right. Spirit has a question to ask you, okay? And they want to know why you applied for this position, if you were worried about it. I mean, that's a good question, I guess.
I need a change.
You need a change? Okay.
I want to learn more, and there's the potential to eventually make more in that position.
Right, yeah. And you definitely do need to spread your wings a little bit. I would say, at this moment, let me see this, because I got two different answers here. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, because I have two different answers. Let me see which one of these is the right one, okay? And this happens sometimes, but I do have two answers at the time. Let me see which one of these is right. Okay, I'm going to go with that this position is going to be offered to you. I do feel like that you will not accept it, because I at this time, I don't feel like that they can offer you what any more money, than what they can. You know, I think they'll offer you. It's going to come close. It's going to be just a little bit short of what you need. So this is going to be you really thinking, okay, it's going to be a little bit short, not a whole lot short. So this is going to be you going, okay, maybe I can do this, maybe I can't. You know what I'm saying? So, but I do feel like that they will offer it. I do feel like that, but it's going to fall short. If you put your overtime and stuff that you're making now, I feel like it's going to fall a little short, okay?
Okay.
So, but I also will tell you that I do feel like that there's a possibility, and this is something that you need to be open to. I'm seeing a possible shift into another bank.
Okay.
And I don't think that this is something that you even considered. But when you started talking to me, I felt like that you were going to be moving to another facility, another bank, that would offer you what you need. So this is something that you might be open to. You might look around, start putting some resumes out there, because I feel like that there's a bank in that area that would be really interested in you. And I would see this more opening up for you as you go into September, October, that this opportunity would present itself. So this is going to be something for you to consider, because I feel like if you put that out there, there is a bank that would offer you a little bit more money than where you are right now.
Okay. Very, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, no problem. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, our call-in number is not the toll-free number. I'm going to keep saying that a lot today. It is not the toll-free number. The call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. I've talked to Blog Talk. They're working on that. We don't know how it even happened, but they are assuring me that they are working on it. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Margie. And I feel like I'm going to extend a little bit here. But let's go ahead and go to Margie, because we're already clicking down on time. Hi, Margie.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Well, I know how you are. I won't even ask.
Okay. All right. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm doing really good. So it's really not a question for me. I'm going to kind of repeat what, because I just wanted to call you and said I've been thinking about you this week, and I'm glad that things are starting to, maybe you're starting to get a little accepting of things, so it's not bothering you so much.
Yeah, it's not bothering me as much. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
That's
a part
good.
Of life. Yeah.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. I know
right.
exactly how that is.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you that I am really excited for your trip to Colorado. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're excited about it, even though you're probably a little apprehensive of leaving.
Yeah, a little.
And
yes.
I understand that, yes.
Right.
But I just feel like it's just going to be a really yeah. great time, and I hope
yeah.
you enjoy it.
Yeah, and Margie, the one thing that I want to tell you, first of all, thank you for that. And the other thing I want to say is, because spirits say, to me say, if we can't spread our wings, we can't soar.
Yes.
And that goes with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are some really great opportunities for you. I'm going to pull a couple cards really quick for you. Archangel Michael is the first card that pops in there. Archangel Michael is coming in here. And Archangel Michael is a protection angel, you know that. A very
mm-hmm.
powerful angel, wanting you to know that they want to work with you. So I would actually start working with Archangel Michael, and what I mean by that is start talking to him, saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, Archangel Michael, I need your help with this. I I'm a little nervous about this. And, and also the thing about Archangel Michael, also he has a sword, so he can clear away attachments and all kinds of stuff that we have, and so ask him to help you with that. And the next card is focus, and focus on your dreams right now. Focus on what you want to do in life, and there is no stopping you right now. You're in a better place spiritually right now than I've ever seen you. So I would definitely continue to move forward. Continue to move forward with the Reiki stuff that you are being
yes.
directed towards. I feel like that's a really great choice for you. And so,
I'm
awesome.
A little fearful of it for some reason. I keep telling myself it's going to be fine, but I think I'm just kind of, Because I don't know, it's really silly. I keep telling myself, am I going to be able to, you know, understand what they're showing me? And I'm like, sure you can. You're not a dummy. You can
right.
get it.
Yeah. But
still kind
yeah.
of that little
yeah.
underlying fear thinking, am I going to be so, you
well,
know,
it's new.
Obtuse that I won't be able to
yeah.
get it.
It's new. It's new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our minds tell us that new things are scary. And yeah. and so that's not true. New things,
yeah.
everything, if we really look at this, Margie,
mm-hmm.
everything in our life at one time or another has been new.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you know, if we look at it, something in our life has been new. And so this is just a new thing for you. And it's a, mm-hmm. it's a thing you can do. And I'm excited for you. And I know that you
oh,
can
I'm
do
looking,
this. So, yeah,
yeah
move
I'm
forward.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Have a great trip.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and extend the show a little bit. So we're going to go ahead. For me to do that, we're going to have – so you won't just have dead air. I'm going to put on a song. We haven't opened with a song anyhow. So let's open with this song. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are going to be continuing. Call us right now. So talk to me. Find out what Spirit wants to do in your life. 347-327-9316. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I want you to say something with me right now. I want you to say something with me. Is that okay? I want you to say something. And I want, as we say this, I want you to believe it. You know, we say things all the time, but we don't believe what we're saying. So I want you to say this with me, okay? I'm going to say it slow enough. We're going to repeat it a couple times here. Okay, I am rooted, I am grounded in love, and there is nothing today that is going to happen that I cannot handle. Okay, let's say it again. I am rooted, and I'm grounded in love, and today there is nothing that is going to happen that I cannot handle. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Jordana, and I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing good. How can I help you?
I just have a question. I'm wondering what you're seeing, like, this week, I guess, coming up with communication with my boyfriend, just because we've kind of stopped communicating because we were fighting, and I just didn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
But we're
yeah.
still together.
You kind of didn't stop talking. You have stopped talking.
Normally it only goes like a day or two, so I'm just wondering when you see communication again.
There's no communication this week. I don't see any.
Really?
I'm sorry. And I'm going to talk to you for just a second, okay? I don't, at this moment in time, you know, that could change, but in this moment in time, and this is the question you've asked Spirit, so in this moment in time, I've looked and I don't see any communication. He is not happy at the moment. I don't see any communication this week. I do see communication again. I want you to know that. I do see communication. And the one thing that I would do is I would just give him some space right now. I believe that this is necessary.
So is he not even going to call me on my birthday? Is this coming weekend?
Now, that could change. You know, like I said, I don't see it Monday through Friday. I don't see any communication. Now, as you go into the weekend, I do feel like that will change. That's what I want to be clear on the week I saw. I don't see, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. When I say week, I count, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's what I call week. Yeah, okay. So I wanted to be clear on that, and I wasn't really clear. I'm sorry about that. I would say that there is communication next weekend. So that would make you happy. And I see by
next... And do you see us, like, getting back on track at that point?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to take some time, and it's going to take a lot of understanding on both of your part. But he is going to take you out for your birthday. I do see that. I do see things being okay for that. But, you know, Monday through Friday here, you know, really look at yourself, really look at this situation. And this is a situation that can work out. I don't see a major breakup here. I don't see that. He's a little stubborn and bullheaded at times. That's just guys. And girls too at times. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know some women that are pretty that way too. But he definitely is going to be with you on your birthday. I do see that. So hopefully that helps.
So right now.
Yeah.
No, it does. And I was just going to ask you really quick, right now, like, you see us, I mean, when we left things, you said we are still together. Is that the case?
Yeah, I do see you guys together.
Oh.
I mean, he's not with anybody else. He's not even thinking about anybody else. He's just so, his head right now is just so hot. He's just like a hothead. And so he's just, you know, and he's not even, the problem here with him is he's letting his mind make up a whole bunch of stuff that's not true and not clarifying stuff with you. We are in a Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
So if you guys, the one that I would tell you, luckily for you, and this is what I think is cool, and I think that this is where this changes, because Mercury retrograde ends next Saturday. And so Mercury going, you know, direct, I think it's going to help this, where you guys can communicate next weekend, get all this stuff worked out. It's just a huge misunderstanding right now. And so this can be worked out. So work on it, get it straightened out next weekend, and you guys will be okay. All right?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you know, right now we're in our Mercury retrograde, guys, and this one, I don't know, it's like, bam, it's like right in your face stuff. And so, but luckily, next Saturday, it's done. It's over. It's gone. It's out of here. And so, and that's a good thing to look forward to. So you still got this week. You still got these, you know, these few days coming up here, you know, through Friday, Monday through Friday. It's going to be a little rough. Clear communication. Clear communication. Be sure that you understand. You know, the one thing that, like, you know, I'm planning a trip. One thing that I'm doing is I'm dotting my I's, crossing my T's, being sure, you know, everything is checked and double-checked. And, you know, even with all of that in place, you know, there's a possibility that something's not dotted, something's not crossed. So we got to, you know, really be careful this week. It's going to be really hard. The one thing I want to tell you, and we're going to do something here that I've never done on the program here in a little bit. We are going to go through every state in the United States, and we're going to pray for every state. So we're going to be doing that here shortly. I was directed by Spirit to do that, so we're going to do that here as time permits. So I'm not going to take very many more calls. Rose, right now, as far as I'm concerned, my phone lines are closed. I will take a couple more calls. But I really feel like that Spirit wants us to do that, and so I don't want to rush through that. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be praying for every state in the United States. And so, all right. So we're going to be doing that here shortly. And while we're waiting, let's go ahead and talk to Michael. Hi, Michael. Appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Thank you very much. I talked to you about a month ago in regards to a job, and came through with flying colors.
Okay, awesome.
And a full offer on the sales position, so it's got a great base salary.
Cool.
plus commission. So I was just kind of as we're wrapping up training and so forth, I just kind of wanted to see what maybe you saw in regards to success early financially with this job.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is the best thing that could have happened to you, Michael, and I'm so excited for you. This is also a stepping stone to something a whole lot bigger and better. And it's just like I see this. The one thing, it's funny, my spirit guide is funny at times. He showed me a ladder, and he showed me on this ladder, and you're just climbing and climbing and climbing. And there's no stopping you right now. And so I would just definitely step into this. You know, you got a lot of confidence. You got great energy. You're an awesome person. I can feel that from you. I feel like that at times you question yourself a little bit here and there. There's a little bit of self-doubt that comes in. But overall, you override that and you keep moving forward. Does that make sense to you? I definitely feel it sneaking in at times.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go forward. I definitely see that there's no stopping you in this company. Whatever you aim at this moment in time, you got it.
Awesome.
So definitely see that. Why would I see a physical move with this? Is there a physical move with this job? A location?
The other office where I work out of the Scottsdale, Arizona office, and then
okay.
The other one would be their headquarters in San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, because
my territory is Orange County, California, so I don't know if that other opportunity that you were speaking of would be maybe as I'm making a sales call or something like that and, you know, making a connection with somebody and then eventually maybe moving to Orange County. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually see you working in the corporate office area. Maybe not tomorrow. Not tomorrow,
right.
But down the line. So that's something for you to be open to. Because I definitely see that there's no stopping you. So, you know, if that's just something you want to do, that's something I would aim at.
I'm also working on my consulting business as well, you know, in my off time. So.
Right, yeah. And but like I said, Michael, right now you just got green lights, buddy. And so I would definitely just step into your future. It looks really bright. So
beautiful.
I just saw something I need to tell you about. Okay. The one thing that you're going to have to watch here, Michael, is a little bit of a fear of success, and I think it creeps in every once in a while. And we do not want you sabotaging this, okay? So I think you understand what I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay, really keep an eye on that, okay? That's the only thing I'm concerned about at this point, okay?
Roger that.
All right, thank you, Michael. Hang in there. All right,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate calling in. Now, that's awesome. Man, I'm like all excited for Michael, so that's good. Okay, Ellen, let's get you on here with me. Hi.
Good morning, Michael.
How can I help you?
I would just like a message from my angels.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull a couple cards here really quick for you, and let's see what's going on, all right? Let's see what the Spirit wants to say to you. Truth and integrity for you to stand in that and walk in that, definitely around you. That's just something that you demand, not just from yourself, but also from people around you. And so does that make sense to you? Also, nature, they want you to get outside a little bit if possible. I know you're in New York, so I don't know how hot it is there, but, get outside a little bit if possible and enjoy Mother Nature. And also, there's something you've been asking for. The answer to that, whatever that is yes, because I got answered prayer card in front of me that tells me that has been taken care of. Right now, the last card I want to focus on is balance. Watch your emotions. I feel like in the last couple of days, your emotions have been acting up a little bit here and there. So keep an eye on that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And thank you so much. And I wish you and your mother all the best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it so much. All right. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. My last call of the day is going to be coming from Florida, and you are on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help?
My name is Andrea. Do you have any messages for me, please?
Okay. I feel like that there's a question. Do you have a question that would help me at this moment? Is there something that is bothering you at the moment? Because I feel like that there's a question that you have.
Well, the moving part, I was supposed to move and the company ended up they're not very professional. So it's kind of like aggravating because I have to go to the corporate now. And the guy I'm supposed to be, I don't know where we are at or whatever. So I'm confused about that.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and pull some cards. I'm going to use my Gaia deck on this one, and let's see what's going on. Okay, the first card I have is the hidden gift card, sadness, an ending, and a new beginning. And that's where you sort of are right now. I can feel a little bit of sadness, a lot of confusion going on around you. Nice thing about this is I love the word ending, okay, because this is ending. And so there's a brand new beginning that is taking place here, and I do feel like that this will work out for you. Definitely see this working out. I would say at least by the end of the month here, things have got ironed out, if not sooner than that. But I definitely see by the end of the month. Let me pull another card really quick on here. Wholeness. You're going into that place of wholeness. And grief and sadness. There's a lot of sadness around you, and I don't think it all has to do with the situation you're in right now. I feel like that there's something else going on. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that there's an underlying current of sadness here.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? It feels like, and I don't think it really lies around this thing. I feel like that it's been around you for a while now. I feel like in the last year or so, you just have felt stuck, very lost, very confused. Makes sense to you? Because I just feel like that this has been going on. I feel like that this started actually even last year. I feel like that this really started, looks like around October, November of last year, where it's sort of like this downward slide. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. A nice thing about that, that's ending. So that's a good thing. That's an awesome thing. Because I feel like that as you go into, if you know, like I said, looks like the things are really getting ready to pop here as you go out of this month and into August. I really feel like the rest of the year, as we get into August, for you, you're going to be coming out of this slide that you've been in and going up. So that's a good thing. That's something to look forward to. But I definitely do see this move working out for you. It's just going to take a little bit more time and a lot of patience on your part. But I definitely see it working out for you, and I would say at least by the end of the month. Okay?
The move to the other house, or will they just help me stay here?
I feel like they're going to let you stay there. I feel like if you want to stay there, that is an option. Yes.
And they'll help me?
Yes, I definitely see that. Yes.
So should I wait for corporate to call me, or should I show up on somebody's doorstep?
I would wait for them to move to you. I would do that. You know, if you don't hear from them by the end of this coming week, you know, like by Thursday or Friday, then on Thursday or Friday, I would give them a ring. But I would give them Tuesday and Wednesday to try to contact you. If you don't hear by Thursday, it would be okay to contact them. Okay?
Okay. And what about this guy that I know I was talking to you about him before, but what about him, the guy that I'm supposed to be seeing or talking to? I don't know where we're at.
Okay. Is this concerning? Okay. I'm a little confused. Is this concerning work or still work? Because I'm a little confused on this.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. The guy that I'm supposed to be talking to is not related to my work. But do you
okay.
work for?
Okay, yeah, okay, because I was a little confused for a minute, so, and that happens sometimes. So this is totally separate from work. I feel like that will work out as well. But that's going to take some time as well. Have you been having pain in your stomach? Why would I feel pain in my stomach all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Okay. How long has that been going on?
It just started today, actually.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like that it was new. Because I almost didn't pick it up, and then all of a sudden I was getting ready to say goodbye to you, and all of a sudden I felt this pain in my stomach. And I just feel like a lot of it's stress right now. I don't feel like it's something that you need to worry about at this moment. The one thing I would tell you, meditation would help with this. Right now I've been a lot stressed out, so meditation is the key here. And breathing, learning how to breathe would definitely help you with this. But hopefully I've helped you today, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, you have a great day. Let's.
You too.
We got one more call, and it is Rose. So hi, Rose. Whoop. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you today?
Well, in the last couple of days, I've been presented with a couple of different opportunities just out of the blue. I've
okay.
got two opportunities in Vegas and an opportunity out here for another living situation. And I'm just wondering what you're picking up about that.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Rose.
Okay.
Actually, this is all in your court at the moment. I feel, and what I mean by that is I feel like these opportunities are going to be there when you want to step into them, but also this living situation has presented itself to get you out of the situation you're in now.
Right.
And so I would definitely move forward. I would move forward with the living situation at this moment because I feel like the other opportunities are a little delayed, but not hugely delayed. This living situation, I think, is your way out of where you are right now and mm-hmm. would definitely be good. And you need to get out of there, so I would definitely do that. That's being offered, I would step into it. As long as these people that you're stepping into know that you're only there for a short time. Following what I'm saying, it's not going to be there forever. Following what I'm saying, so
yeah.
You need to be really clear on that.
I'm a little nervous about work, though, you know, if I leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just your fears, your insecurities. It is what it is. And you know, but, you know, if you and I don't get past our fears, Rose, we're never going to get to our future. And so, you know, we can always stay where it's safe and secure if we want, and that's our choices, and that's your choice right now. But I'm afraid if you stay and don't take some of these opportunities, you're just going to be really sorry. And I don't want that for you. You're an awesome person, and I just want to see you soar and be all that you can be. And this is a great opportunity. The first choice in Las Vegas is a better choice for you, whatever that is. The second choice in Las Vegas seems really iffy to me. So the one that you were offered first seems a better choice for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rose. And if you need to talk to me later, you can call me. Okay? All right.
Okay,
thank you, Rose. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, Rose, you can also go ahead and check those calls and tell them that I might take their calls. Okay. All right. And callers that are on my switchboard or people that just called in, I'm going to let you know. I might take your calls, but we are shifting the program at the moment. Just let you know that. But you might want to stay on there because there might be a chance that I take your calls. But right now, we're going to go ahead and start praying for the states of the United States. I just feel like we're supposed to, so we're going to go ahead and go do this alphabetically. So we're going to start with Alabama. All right, so we're going to pray for Alabama. And I don't know why we're doing this. We're not going to rush through this a whole lot. But we're going to go state by state, and we're going to pray for every state, okay? This is what I've been directed to do today, so we're going to go ahead and do it. So right now, Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this opportunity of prayer, and we thank you for your guidance, and we thank you for your direction. And Father, Mother, God, right now, we cover these states, as I mentioned their names. We're going to cover them with white light. And Father, Mother, God, right now, we cover the state of Alabama. We pray for the leaders of Alabama, and we pray that you would guide and direct them in every situation and every circumstance. Right now, we pray for the great state of Alaska. And Father, Mother, God, right now, we white light Alaska and everyone in Alaska. Father, Mother, God, right now, we pray for Arizona. Michael that called in is from there. There's a lot of people I know from Arizona. And Father, Mother, God, right now we cover the state of Arizona with white light. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for the state of Arkansas. And we pray right now for the state of Arkansas, and we cover them with white light. We pray right now for the state of California, and we pray that you would keep everybody in California safe right now. And Father, Mother, God, we pray for the earth that is under California. And we pray that you would work in every situation in the state of California right now. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the cities that I'm about to mention right now in California. We pray for Los Angeles right now in California. Father, Mother, God, Colorado, where I'm about to go, we pray right now that you would cover Colorado. And Father, Mother, God, I pray especially for the people of Salida, where I will be going later in the week. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for Salida and the surrounding area, and I pray for the whole state of Colorado and white lighted at this time. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for the great state of Connecticut, and right now we pray that you would cover them with white light. Every boy and every girl, every man, every woman in the state of Connecticut, we white light right now. We pray for the great state of Delaware right now. We pray that you would just cover them with white light. We thank you for the state of Florida, and we white light the state of Florida. We pray that you would keep the coastline of Florida safe from every storm and everything that might come against the great state of Florida. We pray for the great state of Georgia right now, and we white light the state of Georgia. We thank you for Hawaii at this moment in time, and we white light the state of Hawaii. We thank you for the great state of Iowa, and we white light them at this moment in time. We thank you for the state of Illinois, and we white light the great state of Illinois. We white light at this moment in time the great state of Indiana, and we pray that you would keep them all safe. We thank you for the great state of Iowa, and we pray right now that you would cover them. We thank you for the great state of Kansas, and we white light the great state of Kansas. We thank you for the great state of Kentucky, and we white light them. We white light Louisiana. We white light Maine. We white light Maryland. We white light Massachusetts. We white light Michigan. We white light Minnesota. We white light Mississippi. We white light Missouri. We pray for the city of St. Louis in Kansas City in Missouri. And we white light both of those cities at this time. We white light Montana. We white light Nebraska. We white light Nebraska. Okay. We need to cover mainly the state of Nebraska. I don't know why. Every airport in Nebraska right now, guys. Every airport in the state of Nebraska, we need to white light them. There's a security issue. Okay. We white light the great state of Nevada. We white light New Hampshire. We white light New Jersey. We white light the coastline of New Jersey. We white light New Mexico. We white light New York. Especially, we need to cover the Statue of Liberty right now. And the Brooklyn Bridge in New York with white light, guys. Statue of Liberty and the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. White light North Carolina. We white light North Dakota. We white light Ohio and the cities of Cleveland and Dayton, Ohio. We cover Oklahoma. We cover the cities of Norman, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all airports in Oklahoma City at this time. We white light Oregon. We white light Pennsylvania. We white light Rhode Island. We white light South Carolina. We white light South Dakota. We white light Tennessee and the cities of Nashville in Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. We white light the state of Texas. We're going to spend some time in Texas, guys. Houston, Austin, Dallas. Houston, Dallas, Austin, Abilene, Texas. We white light Texas. We white light the state of Utah. We white light the state of Vermont. We white light the state of Virginia. We white light the state of Washington. And we need to cover we need to cover D.C. Every building. I'm serious, guys. We need to white light every building in D.C., every monument, every museum. There is a problem right now in D.C. There is a plot that is going on right now in D.C., and we need to cover it with white light. So we white light the Smithsonian especially, and we white light the Holocaust Museum there in the state of Washington. We also cover the White House, the Capitol building, the Pentagon, and all leaders of our country. Even if we don't agree with them, we need to pray for them, guys. We might not agree with them, and we might not like everything that they do, but they are people, and they do have families, and so we white light them right now. We pray for every, while we're in Washington, we're going to pray for the Pentagon, and we pray for every person that serves our country, and we pray for their protection at this moment in time, wherever they are in the world. We also pray for West Virginia, we pray for Wisconsin, and we pray for the great state of Wyoming, and we are done with that. All right, let's go ahead and go back to our phone lines. Our phone lines are open again at 347-327-9316. Our phone lines are open at 347-327-9316. All right. Okay, yeah. Rose is asking me a question, and so we did pray for Nevada, I think I mentioned them, but we white light them. Does look like there might be an issue at a casino there in Las Vegas, so we're going to cover every casino in Las Vegas at the moment. I don't know what I'm seeing particularly, but I don't see there any big issues there. But we'll cover every casino there. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 858. Could you say your name for me, please? I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Okay. I have the relationship question. There is a gentleman that I had the relationship, and at this moment he's not with me. He's in the other state, and I was wondering, what do you see with this situation?
Okay.
With this relationship?
Yeah, I feel like that this is a good relationship. I feel like that there's a possible move for one of you closer to the other one. I feel like that he would move towards you. But this is not going to happen. You know, I wouldn't see this happening until next year, possibly.
He doesn't live in that other state. He's just traveling this month and next month.
Okay.
He didn't move there.
Okay. So he's just traveling at the moment.
Okay. He's just traveling. That's what I said. And it's kind of long travel, and for about 2 months or something.
Yeah, okay. I was a little confused on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see this working out for you guys. And maybe what I meant by moving towards you, more moving towards you in an emotional way, maybe that's what I was seeing there and got a little confused on that. But I definitely feel that this is a good relationship and will work out. I do see it being more serious next year, though. Okay.
Next year, like from the beginning of the year, or how soon?
As soon as next year starts, I definitely see it being a lot more serious than it is right now. I feel like the rest of this year, you guys are going to get to know each other, and then it will step into more what you're wanting, what he's wanting too. He wanted this to go more serious, so I definitely see as you go into January of next year, I see this definitely working out for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to... okay, hold on for just a second. I'm going to go back to my list for a minute because something doesn't feel right. I'm going to look at the states again. Hold on. Because something doesn't seem right to me. Okay, we're going to pray for New Mexico at the moment again. There's a lot of problems down in Mexico and in New Mexico, but we're going to pray for Mexico. I know that it's not a state But we're going to go ahead and pray for Mexico. There's a lot of problems in Mexico, guys, and you know, there's a lot of people that are trying to leave Mexico. Mexico, I've never been there. All I know is stories I've heard, and there's just a lot of poor people there, and there's a lot of people that are drug cartel down there, and just a lot of problems down there. It's a very violent place at times. And there's a lot of innocent people in the path of a lot of stuff and a lot of craziness. So we're going to pray for Mexico, and we're going to cover them with white light. And, you know, I want to pray for the children to begin with in Mexico. And, you know, because they're innocent. They're stuck in situations that they have no control over. And you know, a lot of us have been kids, and we have been in situations that we had no control over. And so, I don't know, it's just really on my heart right now. And I can almost see this little boy at the moment, and his name is Jose. And I can almost see him, and he's like sitting on a step, and he's crying his eyes out. And you know, he just lost his dad, it looks like, you know. And so, you know, I just, you know, my heart's going out to these people right now. And so we're going to white light them, and we're going to pray right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now we pray for Mexico. And Father, Mother, God, we pray for those people right now. We ask you to help them. And Father, Mother, God, they just want a better life. And that's why they try to come across the borders, and they're trying to fight to survive. And that's all they're trying to do right now. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for every man, every boy, every girl, every woman in Mexico right now. And I pray that you would help them. And the people that are here in the States that have family in bad situations in Mexico, I pray right now for their safety. And Father, Mother, God, I don't know if this little boy is real, but I pray right now for Jose. And I pray that you would just touch him right now. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would touch his little heart, and that you would let him know that everything's okay, and that everything's going to be all right. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it, and we thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for every third world country right now. I pray that you would just help those people in those countries that don't have it like we have it. And, you know, Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for the freedoms that we have. And Father, Mother, God, sometimes we take those for granted. And Father, Mother, God, don't let us take things for granted. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for our whole world at this moment in time. And I pray that you would just touch everyone in it. No matter if they're in the United States or not in the United States. I just pray that you would touch them right now. All right? And we say namaste and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines. Karen, I appreciate you calling in. You're on. Hi.
Hi, Michael. On Friday, I attended a business meeting, and I was representing a particular business myself. And at one point during the business meeting, where different businesses were there, two people at different times said I could not speak openly. They indicated they didn't wish for me to share any information. And I had people run to my defense and speak openly, defending me. And I'm just wondering if you see that, this is kind of like a monthly meeting that takes place, if you see that energy clearing up, if it's going to get worse.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second on this, and let me check this really quick here. Okay. I do feel like it will clear up. I'm going to say that it's going to get better. You know, these people are a little jealous of you. That's all that I'm seeing right now. It's just jealousy and stuff like that. But I definitely see it getting better. I would say that the next time that this energy will be out of there and it won't be there. We're in a Mercury retrograde right now, and I feel like that's what caused this. And so we won't be in that at this next meeting as much. And so I would say that next time around it will be better for you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, yeah, I just feel like it was Mercury retrograde at work here. So I definitely feel like that hostile energy that you felt won't be there the next time around. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Darlene in Florida. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. No problem. How can I help you today?
I've been told that I will be having an awakening with a couple of people. Can you tell me when and what the awakening is?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. And hopefully I can help you with the answer here. Let's see what's going on here with you. Could you say, I know we said your name already. Could you say your name out loud for me, please? Your first name?
Darlene. Darlene.
Okay, yeah, I thought I had your name wrong. Okay, all right, thank you. That's why they wanted you to say it, because I think I had it wrong. Okay, that was causing me some confusion here. Say it one more time for me, your first name.
Darlene.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me go ahead and look at this. You're definitely getting ready to step into a good place here. I'm not really sure exactly what this awakening is with these people, but I do feel like that it is very important to your advancement on your spiritual path. Do you read or anything, or have thought about reading? Why would I see cards around you?
I have cards, but I don't read. I'm mostly into, healing and animal communication.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like that the reason why I keep seeing the cards is I feel like that if you go, and I think that Spirit wants you to look at the cards for yourself today, and really look at them and do your reading, because I keep seeing cards. I keep seeing you holding cards. And so I feel like that if you go to the cards, that's where the answers are. I'm going to pull you some cards as well here using my Healing with the Angel deck, because they're telling me to go to the cards. So let's pull some cards on this, okay? You definitely have a lot of ideas inside of you, a lot of inspiration inside of you. Definitely do see healing work for you. I definitely see you as a healer. I also feel like that at times you limit yourself by that. I feel like that there's a lot of other opportunities, a lot of other potential inside of you. And a lot of times we go into one little box, you know what I'm saying? And that's where we stay. But I feel like there's just a lot more for you to do. And I feel like that these people that are coming into your path, I feel like that they are going to reveal this to you. That's what I feel like that this awakening is. It's almost like that these people, when I'm seeing them, it almost looks like that they are guides. I feel like that they are going to give you some information that's going to push you forward. So I would be open to that as they come into here. Yeah, definitely see spiritual growth is the next card here. The healing card pops up. So definitely have that in you. Just listen to your own intuition. You've got really good intuition inside of you. So listen to that small, still voice inside of you. Harmony, the one thing that you need and the one thing I'm going to end with here is a playfulness card. You need to have fun. I definitely just feel like that you need to let your hair down a little bit and just have some fun. And so we take life too serious at times. And the one thing that Spirit's trying to get us out right now is to have fun and just enjoy life, you know. And so does that make any sense to you? Hopefully it made sense.
Yeah, so it does. But so is it just telling me that there's nothing more than I can do as far as studying, just wait for a spiritual being to...
Well, they want you definitely to study. They want you to really... they do definitely see that for you. And I feel like that one of these people that are coming in here, I feel like is going to give you that opportunity to study with them. It's like, it's almost like I see a mentor coming into play here for
a
you.
A human mentor or a spiritual
mentor?
Yes,
a human teacher here, as well as a spiritual teacher. But I definitely feel like that there is a person in human form, that would be more clear here, human form that is going to help you on your path here as well. So I wanted to be clear on that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. Thank you. No problem. All right. Yeah. Because a lot of times, yeah, that's a good question, because sometimes, you know, we got helpers, but are they going to be in human form, or are they spiritual beings? Or, I mean, that's a good question. And so, you know, got to be clear on that. But definitely see that. All right. I feel like that we are going to wrap up here, unless we get some calls really quick here. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. So we're getting ready to wrap it up for the day. But my phone lines are open. If you would like to call in, that's great. 347-327-9316 if you would like to be a part of the program. Rose, can you do me a favor? Karen popped back up, and I don't know why all of a sudden there. And so you might want to check that for me. That's Karen's call. All right. So 347-327-9316. While Rose checks that call, just be sure. We're going to be quiet for just a second. You know, I think that we get in a hurry sometimes, and I don't want to miss anything. I just want what Spirit wants, you know. And that's what we have to get into. I think a lot of times we say, okay, well, I want this, and this is how it's going to be, and that's going to how it's going to work, and we're missing great opportunities. Like I said, I'm planning a trip. It's coming up Wednesday, you know, and I don't really have any expectations of this trip. I don't have any expectations. I want it to unfold and be what it's supposed to be. Because this trip that came here, okay, all right, I'll possibly do that. Karen, hang in there for a minute. We might get back to you. Just hang in there for a second, okay? But the one that I want to say is, you know, we got to stop having expectations. You know, and we got to stop being afraid of opportunities. This trip just came. It just came. And that's the awesome thing. It just came to me. You know, there's some people that were led by Spirit to bring me out that way. And you know, it's just amazing of how it's unfolding and how it's going to unfold. And I just want it to be. I don't want to say, okay, duh, duh, duh. And we don't have an agenda. We don't have it planned out. You know, a lot of times people have trips and they go, okay, well, we're going to do this at 8:05, and then we're going to do this at 12:09, and then we're going to go there to eat. And there's no plan. That's hard for me because I'm a planner kind of guy. I like to know, duh, 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 duh. I like to know, okay, here's A, here's B, here's C, here's D, and mark it off. But do you know that life isn't like that? I have a friend, and she's always telling me, she's, Michael, it doesn't work that way. In life, it doesn't work A, B, C, D, E. Life is just life. And I think that's where we get messed up, guys. I think this is where we get all flustered, and we want to pull our hairs out, and we want to scream and everything, because it's not working out A, B, C, D, E, F. I don't have any expectations. And I'm just going to let it be. You know, with the situation with my parents right now going on, you know, as they age here, you know, I don't have any expectations. You have to be able to flow, because you never know what's going to happen. Life, it's full of unexpected things, some challenging at times, and some really off the hook at times. I definitely believe that this trip to Colorado is a stepping stone to my future. I believe that with everything inside of me. And I am not going to let my insecurities and my fears stop me from stepping into that. We stand, my friends, on a great threshold of manifesting like we've never manifested before. We can have whatever we want right now. And what I mean by that, we might not get it directly right now, but we can put it in play right now. Yeah, we can put it in play right now. I see my trip running very smoothly. I see me going through the airports very smoothly and no problems. I see me having a great flight. I see me having a great time beyond anything that I can imagine. Because you know why I believe it's going to be beyond anything I can imagine? Because I don't have anything imagined. I'm just going to let it be. And it's going to be different for me. But different's not bad. Different's just different. And I believe that as I come back, I believe that I'm going to be a whole lot different than when I went. Because it's going to be a growing time for me. It's going to stretch me. It's, you know, that's why Spirit puts us in situations sometimes to stretch us, for us to grow. If we never faced a challenge, then we would never know how strong we were. I want to say that again. If we never ever had a bad day, we would never know that we could get through that bad day. If we never faced a challenge in our life, we would never know that we can grow through that. If I had never been faced with the situation that my family is faced with right now, we would never know that Spirit is going to help us through it, and it's going to be okay. It might be different, but different's not bad. Different's just different. We have to stop seeing change as being a monster. Change is not a bad thing. It's just change. It's just change. It's not bad. We grow every single moment, guys. Every single moment we grow. I got a channel message that I need to deliver. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I have a channel message that I need to deliver right now. So we're going to do that right now. We come to you today to let you know that fear is holding you back. Fear of the unknown is your enemy. But we come to you today to let you know that all things are possible, for you have great potential waiting inside of you at this moment in time to unleash and to unlock. Do not be afraid of the opportunities that we are bringing forth to you. For if you allow yourself to stay in a place of fear, you will not grow. It is impossible for you to do so. But there is no impossibilities inside of you. There is only potential of growth and potential of great things. We come to you at this moment to let you know that you are love and you are loved. We want you to know today that there is no stopping you. The only thing holding you back is you. You have held you back for too long now. You have allowed your mind to be in control too long now. It is time, my friends, for you to step out of that place and for you to reach your potential, to go beyond even that you could imagine. For we hold your future today in front of you and say, will you step into it? We will bring you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, but you are the ones that have to step into it. You are the one that have to turn the key and unlock the door. We can't unlock it for you. We present to you today open doors. We present to you a life of joy and peace and happiness beyond anything that you could imagine. Get out of your boxes. Move past your limited thinking and move into a place of unlimited potential. For it waits for you. We, for years, have been working with you and prodding you and helping you. But you have to step forward. We cannot do that for you. We show you in dreams and we show you in visions all that you can be and you do not see. We speak to you in quiet moments and in loud moments with a silent voice within you, which is your intuitive voice, but you do not listen. We tell you that you are awakening, but you rather sleep. Not all of you, but some of you. It is time your alarm clock, your spiritual alarm clock, at this moment in time, is ringing like it's never rung before. Can you hear it? Do not hit the snooze button, but move forward. Awake is what we want you to do. We come to you at this moment in time to tell you as you step into a new week, a week full of new opportunities, new choices, new things. It is your time to shine. Do not be afraid of your light any longer. Why are you afraid of your light? Why do you put it under a bushel and hide it? We do not understand this. It is time for you to be you. There is so much inside of you waiting for you. Go inward. Go down there. Go into that place. Do not work from your place of intellect or emotions, but work from the center of you. For the center of you is where we wait. Come to us, for we are within you already. We leave you at this moment telling you that we are the beginning, the end, and we are the I am energy of all, which is you are a part of. We leave you at this moment. Okay. Let's just wait for a minute. You know, I don't know what to say at times like this, because unless you've ever channeled and unless you've ever done that, you don't know how that feels. I'm just a guy in Southeast Kansas doing the best I can. And sometimes I am amazed by what Spirit does through me. Always I'm amazed. I try my very best to keep my ego in check and you know, I don't know why Spirit chose me. I don't know, but I'm glad they did. I wouldn't trade it, change it. But it's moments like this that I just am so humbled and I just feel so loved. Can you feel that? Just feel that right now. Just feel your angels around you right now. Just feel that. Get out of your head and just feel. Don't let this opportunity pass you by right now. Just feel. Take a deep breath in. Breathe in with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just be right now. Let the spirit within you connect with the spirit that just spoke to us. Let it happen right now. Just be in this moment. Don't think about what you're going to do here in a few minutes when the show ends. Be in this moment. Be right now. Be right now. In this moment. Whatever moment this is for you, be in this moment. Be it live, be it archived, be in this moment. Don't let it pass you by. Spirit speaking to you right now. Not out loud, inward. Right now, in this moment, inward. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Right now. You know, this trip, of course, has me a little apprehensive. Yes, I'm not going to lie. But I know in whom I trust. And I know in whom I am. The question is, do you? When I was in church, we used to sing a song a lot that says, I know who holds tomorrow. Do we? Do we honestly know who holds tomorrow? You know, in this time with my mom, you know, it is challenging. And at first, I didn't like the whole situation. But I'm not big on change. But I know that in this, it is best for her. It is best for us. I know that without a doubt. But it's letting go. And this is where, as humans, we have problems. Spirit never promised us that somebody was going to be around forever and ever and ever and ever. Never promised that. Never promised us that things were going to stay the same. And for Pete's sakes, really, honestly, this is one thing that really helped me in just the last few days, guys. If everything stayed the same, how boring would that be? Really, honestly, look at your life right now. If your life, if you could freeze your life and nothing ever changed, how boring would that be? Really, look at it. That's what I started looking at. I was like, you know, if you could freeze time, that would be boring, I think. And also, we would never grow. It would be like Groundhog Day. It would be the same day over and over and over and over and over and over. And how boring. How unpretentious that is. There's no potential if it stays the same forever and ever. There's no growth if it stays the same forever and ever. So Spirit, in all its great wisdom and all its great understanding, made a world of change. So you and I wouldn't be bored. Isn't that great to know? We might not like every change that happens. True. We might not like it. But in every change, in every situation, there's growth. Let's talk to Karen one more time. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate you. How can I help?
Oh, my God. Thank you. I was asking you about a meeting I had attended, and you gave me a response, which I really appreciate and respect. Thank you. There was an individual there that was present, and he was one of the biggest bosses of one of the organizations, which is huge. Do you know how he felt? I've been trying to work with him in his organization. Do you know how he felt about what was demonstrated as I had described it to you? Did he feel one way or another, or was he neutral, or will
at
it
right,
continue
at,
to be?
At this moment in time, and that's what we have right now, at this moment in time, I feel like that he doesn't really have an opinion either way right now. I do feel like that he was a little bit impressed, but at the moment in time, to answer your question, I don't feel like that he has an opinion either way at the moment. So I feel like that he is weighing over what was said and looking at it. And, you know, he's the kind of person that does not rush into anything. He weighs out everything. And so, but that's what he's doing right now. So he doesn't really have an opinion either way at the moment. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. Rose, check 317 for me really quick, and that will be my last call. So if you can do 317 for me, check that call. I would appreciate it if you're around. All right. We'll see if Rose is around. She might not. Okay, there she is. All right. But I appreciate you guys listening today. I hope you got something out of the program. Just in case you are listening to the program for the first time, I'm going to give you a website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com, okay? www.insightswithmichael.com. And also, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Spirit told me to do this, so I'm going to give you an opportunity for you to be a part of my trip, okay? And how I'm going to do that is here. If you, over on www.spiritualtalkradio.net, there's a donation button. I have a little bit of money to go on this trip, but if you just want to bless me, and if you are being led, and I don't want to put you in a position to make you uncomfortable, but I also want to give you an opportunity to get a blessing. And this is what Spirit just directed me to do. Of any amount, guys. If you want to bless me and you want to help out, and you're going, man, you know, I love Michael and I want to help him, and I just want to give him a gift. I just want to be a blessing into his life. If you want to plant a seed. When we give donations, and this is one thing I learned, when we give donations, it's like planting a seed. And it will come back to you. The times that I've planted in other people's lives, it has never failed me. Do you know that I plant in your life every time I'm on air? I'm planting things in your life, I hope. So if you would like to be a part of this trip, and you can't physically go with me, of course, but, you know, you got a few dollars laying around and you want to make a donation and just bless me and just pour some love into my life, that'd be awesome. If you don't, that's okay too. Okay. But I just thought I'd give you an opportunity if you want. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't know what to do. We go, okay, I would like to show people how much I appreciate them, but I don't know how to do that. This is how you do it. You give what you can. A little bit adds up, guys. So if you can give a little, great. If you can give a lot, great. Whatever you want to do, it's totally up to you. But that way you can be a part. All right? I will tell you, we will not be on air Wednesday or Friday or Monday the 22nd. We will not be on air. We will possibly be on air tomorrow. And we might be on air Tuesday, but we will not be on air Wednesday, Friday, or Monday the 22nd. I will be out of town. So please pray for me as I pray for you. All right? Let's go ahead and talk to Michelle in Indiana. Hi.
Hi. I was told to ask you 27 questions. No, I'm
okay.
Kidding. No, it was a joke.
Hey, whatever spirit tells you.
I was just trying to lighten it up.
Hey, if you got 27 questions, you can set up a full reading at www.insightswithmichael.com. Ha ha.
You got it. Just one. Yeah. I go, okay. So she's probably going to kill me. No, just anything spirit shows you.
Hey, Rose, I don't think Rose ever kills anybody. Go ahead. What do you got?
Just anything spirit shows you.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and pull some cards. Let's see what spirit shows me. All right. So let me go ahead. How's your day going so far?
It's good. It's very peaceful. Very peaceful.
Good. Awesome. Peaceful. Peaceful is good. So, that's my life. Last few days, and one thing I learned, Michelle, is I learned that it's all in the way we see things and how
Correct.
We focus on things. You know, we can see chaotic if we want them to be chaotic, or we can see them being peaceful. And so, I'm glad you're seeing things peaceful. So that's awesome. Trust right now is a card that pops up here from my Healing with the Angel deck. You know, trust your intuition, trust the spirit within you. As far as it relates to work, anything going on with work right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm having the most hits.
Kind
of in a crossfire between just letting it be or self-directing, or there's no clarity. It's just like kind of going in a circle. So I said, if I step back, maybe it will unfold, but maybe I'm stepping back too much. So it's,
right. Well, the one thing that Spirit wants you to know is there is freedom coming with this, because I got a freedom card in front of me. You are doing exactly what you're supposed to do right now. Now, I'm going to tell you, if this doesn't change, then next week you need to be a little more out there and direct things, okay? You know, there's a place where we have to step up and say, okay, I need to change this. And I feel like that lit this week, you know, unfold as it will, you know, as we go into this week, let it unfold as it will. If by next week things are not changing, you know, then I
can
would.
Can I maybe just say one thing?
Yeah.
This is the thing that I'm in Indiana and I want out of here. I want out. I understand why I got brought here and I want out. The deal is that I've created something that's bread and butter. And now that my son is ready to go off, I think that's what's keeping me kind of course, I need money to survive. But I want out of here. So I'm wondering maybe do you see me going, and that will help kind of be more self-directed. Do you see me leaving the state anytime soon?
Yeah, you need to step out of there. Yes, I would say by the end of the year.
Yeah, but do you see it? Not what I need to do. I know we always know.
Yeah.
Do you see?
I just said I see you out of there. Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. You know, sometimes we forget. You know, we're not listening, and so I definitely see you out of there. I would say by looks like to me at least by October.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think that will help me a little bit more of centering my attention, knowing that that's what's going to be, so I can be at peace in the in the midst of that.
Yeah. Because you're done there. You know, you put a fork in it, it's done. You're done in Indiana. And you have been done. You actually should have been gone already. But because of some of the things that you had put in place has held you there. But I feel like that by October, you are definitely releasing that and moving out of there. So you're
going away. Are you? I heard the last part about donating, like you're going away to... Because I'm going to a retreat in August, the Angels in Atlantis.
Right.
And I feel like that's going to be a big freeing step for me because I'll be able to be a lot more self-directed and da-da-da-da. And so that's what I was talking about, donating. So anyway, I'm going to donate on your page. Are you doing something similar to that?
Yeah, well, I'm actually, in some ways I'm going to Colorado. These people are actually, have brought me out there, actually. It's going to be sort of like a retreat to me, and plus I'm going to be having an event there. And I feel like that with you and with me, I feel like that these opportunities are here for us to clear our heads, for us to go inward. You know, a lot of times in our everyday life, we get stuck, you know. So sometimes Spirit has to say, you know what? Hey, you know, that's what they're saying to you right now, Michelle. They're saying, you know what, Michelle? It is time to get out of there, and clear your head and focus. It's going to be an awesome time for you with this thing that's presenting itself to you. By October, you're out of there. If you're not out of there, call me and tell me I was wrong. But you're out of there. You're out of there. You're out of there by October. It is done. So I'm excited for you, Michelle.
Should I sell my house?
I would put your house on market, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and many blessings to you, and I hope your trip just is like a gold pot at the rainbow for whatever that may be.
Yeah, because I definitely see it being good. I see all kinds of things with this. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate it. I want to say thank you for your donation in advance.
You.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to donate, like Michelle's going to, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, hit the donation button, make a gift. What does it got to hurt, guys? Give a gift. See, you know, it's one thing I learned, because I did this one time. There was somebody that was asking for a love offering, and that's what I'm asking right now. And I didn't really have it, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it. And do you know that I got back double fold? Do you know that it's a blessing to invest in somebody else's life? It's a blessing. An opportunity for an amazing blessing. That's what you're doing when you're giving love offerings like this. This is what I'm asking for today. It's a love offering. Saying, hey, you know what? You know, I'm giving you an opportunity to bless me and let Spirit bless you. That's what it is. An opportunity. All right? Let's talk to 205. Hi, really quick. We're about out of time.
Hello.
Hi, we're almost out of time. How can I help you?
Yes, I just have one quick question. I want to know, what do you see with my upcoming child support case against my kid's father? His name is Cortez.
Okay, it is done. It will be your. It'll be in your favor. You'll get more than what you're asking.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because you deserve it. He needs to step up and be a guy and support his children. He made his children. He needs to support them. I have really strong opinions about this kind of stuff. But definitely see him being forced to take care of his kids, and he should just done it without this. Definitely see it being in your favor. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Yeah. All right. We're done, guys. Appreciate you so much. Rose, thank you so much for helping today. I appreciate it. And Rose, definitely call me later. That'd be great. Again, you know, if you want to make a donation, www.spiritualtalkradio is where you'll find the donation button, and you can make it over there. All right. If you would like to set up a reading with me, let's say you're listening to the show and you want to set up a reading with me, that will also be a way to bless me. If you would like to set up a reading with me, it also will bless you because you get to talk to me a little longer. And hopefully that's a blessing to you. That's how you look at it, I guess. www.insightswithmichael.com is where you would set up a reading with me. Yeah. So www.insightswithmichael.com. That's how you set up a reading with me. And I might make that available today. If you need a reading today, just drop me an email at insightswithmichael.com and we can work something out. Otherwise, you have to book 24 hours in advance. But if you need a reading today, if you're just desperate and you need to talk to me today, you know, send me an email. We'll work something out and you get to talk to me. Okay, so insightswithmichael@ymail.com. All right. We will be back on air. What is today? Sunday. Okay, we'll be on air tomorrow. I have no idea what time tomorrow. We are still dealing with paperwork and assessments and da-da-da-da-da. If you've never gone through this process of putting somebody in a nursing facility, it is a pain in the... Yeah, at times there's so much work and so much stuff you have to go through, and it's like, yeah, it's just one more hoop and one more this and one more that. To tell you all that, tell you this: we are going to be on air tomorrow. Pay attention to the show page. Follow us. Mark us as a favorite. You'll get reminders of when we are on. I wish I could give you a concrete time for tomorrow, but I just can't, guys. I just can't right now. But we will be on air tomorrow, and so please pay attention to the show page. Have a great Sunday. I appreciate you so much. You know, in advance, if you are giving a donation, I want to say thank you in advance. I want to just say thanks. And all right. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? All right, I guess that's it. We're done. Have a great day. Let's close out with a song. And how about this one? Go ahead and share your smile today. Even if it's hard for you to smile today. You know, the one thing that I tried yesterday, you know, you have to realize my emotions go back and forth a lot with this, with my mom at the moment. But I'm trying to see the good in the situation, and I know that there is good in it. Because Spirit wouldn't put it in my path that there wasn't good in it. There's good in it somewhere. So you got to smile, and you got to breathe, and you got to relax, and you just got to trust. And this is what Spirit's calling us to do. So share a smile today. Everybody needs one. All right? So share yours. Because they might not have theirs, so share yours. All right? So... All right, have a good one, guys. Thank you for listening. www.insightswithmichael.com is where you can book a reading. www.spiritualtalkradio.net is where you can make a donation. Email insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Bye. See you guys later. Hey, you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Bye-bye.